Staying in Canberra, let's go now to the Federal Opposition's finance spokesman Barnaby Joyce, who has a knack for attracting attention. While the government has been savaging him for suggesting that Australia may not be able to repay its debt, today several coalition MPs were out in support. But they were giving a range of explanations for why Senator Joyce said what he did. There's also some disagreement about the precise message that the Reserve Bank governor meant to send with his comments about the effect winding back government spending and debt would have on interest rates. Chief Political Correspondent Lyndall Curtis has our report.
The Coalition's defence of Barnaby Joyce came in several guises this morning. There was support, with some qualifications, from WA Liberal Dennis Jensen and Senator Joyce's party leader Warren Truss.
Well, I'm saying immediately, right now, today, that's probably correct. But obviously, in the longer term, you will have capacity to repay debt.
Well, it's obvious that Barnaby Joyce is getting under Labor's skin. He's telling the truth. He's telling people that there will be serious implications of this debt binge, and that Australians will suffer for it in the long term.
The Northern Territory Senator Nigel Scullion seemed to argue that it doesn't matter if he's right. Senator Joyce is just reflecting the views of the public.
If you go down the street and you talk to everyday Australians, they'll say, well, Barnaby's saying exactly what I'm worried about. And in opposition, I think that has to be a fundamental part of the role. It can't only be about the technical minutia of the financial toing and froing. Somebody needs to reflect the concern of Australian citizens.
South Australian Senator Simon Birmingham was explaining what he thought Senator Joyce meant to say.
Barnaby Joyce has highlighted and shone a big spotlight on the fact that the government has a big debt, a huge debt, a mounting debt, and has plunged Australia into hundreds of billions of dollars of debt. They're the points that I know Barnaby was trying to make.
Even the man himself was revising his remarks.
Do you think that Australia could risk defaulting on its debt?
Not now, but if we continue on this trajectory, I mean, how long can this go on for?
On Radio 2GB this morning, the opposition leader didn't agree or disagree with what Senator Joyce says. He just likes the way he says it.
Barnaby Joyce has a great gift for communicating with people, and sure, you know, the government is trying to ridicule him, but out there on the street, I think people take Barnaby Joyce a lot more seriously than they take Lindsay Tanner, who's a jumped-up union official.
The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, defended Senator Joyce.
Barnaby has his own unique way of communicating, but his concern is consistent, and that is that Australia should pay down the debt because that will take some of the upward pressure off interest rates.
Although, eventually, he disagreed with him.
Australia can repay its debts. There's no doubt about that.
You have complete confidence in Senator Joyce being a partner in the economic
portfolios. I have absolutely no confidence in Lindsay Tanner, who is the clear definition of a Labor minister who has failed as finance minister.
And complete confidence in Senator Joyce?
I have absolute confidence in Barnaby.
Government MPs such as Victorian Mark Dreyfus want him sacked.
Mr Abbott should either repudiate the comments or sack Senator Joyce today.
The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, believes far from reflecting the public view, Senator Joyce is actually attacking Australians.
Now, when representatives of the opposition, the alternative government, go out and slur our record and do that in the face of international visitors, that is damaging to Australia.
Senator Joyce is confident he'll keep his job.
If I am a sort of a clarion call and a bell saying be careful and, you know, be cautious, and I have to cop a bit of stick because of that, then I suppose I'm going to have to cop a bit of stick because of that.
The Tasmanian Liberal frontbencher Erica Betts says it's the finance minister, Lindsay Tanner, who should go.
I think he's been verbaled. I've had a look at exactly what he said. What he was doing was sending the message that he was concerned about the level of Australian government debt, and in a lot more restrained way, it would appear that the Reserve Bank governor was echoing similar concerns.
The Coalition is claiming the paper delivered by the Reserve Bank governor vindicates its economic stance.
The Reserve Bank governor, speaking at the 50th anniversary of the Reserve Bank, made it very clear in support of what the Coalition's message has been.
Now we have the governor of the Reserve Bank indicating that the government really must take control of its spending.
What the Reserve Bank governor said yesterday was, I can take my foot off the brake, but only if the government takes its foot off the accelerator.
But the Treasurer points out Mr Stevens specifically highlighted that his paper wasn't a commentary on current Australian policy.
Page one says this, and this is in bold. It's in bold on page one. For local readers, we emphasise the paper is not intended to provide any particular message about current issues for monetary policy in Australia.
Whether Mr. Stevens was sending a coded message or not, the paper does say that while interest rate settings could be more accommodating if governments repaired their budgets, Mr. Stevens also says that rates would have to rise eventually, and repairing budgets quickly would inhibit growth. The economy is emerging, as it has for most elections in recent memory, as the core issue. Without economic credibility, the task of putting the case to the electorate is difficult, and the fight for economic credibility is underway.
Lyndall Curtis reporting.